Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Isaac is making the final plans to pass on the family wealth to the oldest son, his favorite son. Only, Rebecca, his wife, has other plans as to who will get the family goods. Step into my last story in my series, Isaac, and see how it all ends. Isaac was eating a most delicious meal he thought was prepared by his son Esau with some great game that he had caught. It was his plan to bless his oldest son and pass on his inheritance to his son before he died, though he had been tricked because he was mostly blind and could not see which son was standing before him. After he was done eating, he called Esau to him, which was really Jacob, covered with hairy goat skins and dressed in his brother's clothes. "Esau, come to me and let me touch you." He took a deep breath, smelling the clothes that he wore, and touched his arm and neck. "Ah, this is my hairy son Esau. This is you. Let me bless you and pass on your inheritance. My son, may the people serve you and the nations bow down before you. You will be masters of your brothers, and of your mother's son bow down to you also. Curse those who curse you, and bless those who bless you." Sometime later, Esau arrived at his father's side with a meal of tasty game from a successful hunt.
"What's this, my son? I have already blessed you and given you an inheritance."
No, father, you've not."
"Oh, Jacob once again has deceived us and stolen my blessing and inheritance, just as he did when trading my birthright for a bowl of lentil soup years ago."
The Lord foretold of these events at Isaac's son's birth, where the younger would serve the older, and this ends my story of Isaac. I hope you've enjoyed my series, Isaac, which is based on the stories of Isaac's life out of the book of Genesis. You can see God working his plan, which spans from promises made to Isaac's father and then passed on to Isaac's son, Jacob, who has just received Isaac's blessing. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.